Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
How would I do my days differently? If I thought everything I do, the words I use, and the energy I bring into a room are creating a life. Like Annie Dillard said, quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. How we do this hour and that one is what we are doing," unquote. And what if how I spend my energy, the use of my words, my actions affect not only me, but those around me and my community? I sort of thought this was the way things were, and I became convinced as I watched a movie called Mind Walk. It's based on a book by Fritjof Capra, and Liv Ullmann plays a scientist who is teaching a poet and a politician about quantum physics. I'm not a scientist, and I was shocked to hear the difference between Newtonian science, you know, the apple falls from the tree, gravity, that stuff, from quantum science. Because quantum science is about the wacky behavior of photons, electrons, and other particles that make up our universe. In Newtonian science, you know, a tree falls, gravity, predictable. But that's not true in quantum science. In quantum science, how you look at things changes what you see. From this lens, everything is interconnected. Like a mobile over a baby's crib, move one part and the whole thing is affected. So what if I thought of my actions or my words that way? Like movement of the mobile, move one little thing, how does it change the whole? And if I use that lens, that we're interconnected, how does that change how I spend my days? I remember after watching the movie Mind Walk, I was walking along the Mississippi and I was seeing litter and I thought I should pick it up because it makes a difference. Just my actions alone make a difference. It makes a difference if I use less plastic. It makes a difference if I vote. It makes a difference how I use my words. I've been thinking about how I use my words a lot lately. Do I use my words in support of respect and understanding? I know many have been dismissive of conscious use of words as being politically correct, which they think is dumb. And I believe what Krista Tippett said in her book, Becoming Wise. She said, quote, "I take it as an elemental truth of life that words matter. This is so plain we can ignore it 1,000 times a day. The words we use shape how we understand ourselves, how we interpret the world, how we treat others." She goes on to say, quote, "I believe we can push ourselves further and use words more powerfully and tell and make a story of our time anew." This matches my experience. So anyway, a lot of my day, a lot of my words are habitual, unconscious. So it takes a presence of mind and the capacity to be really honest with myself to ask, was I impeccable with my words? This is a lesson from the Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. That was the first agreement. Be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use your words in the direction of love and truth, he says. Now, when I used to come home and complain to my mother about the mean girls or mean kids at school, she would say, "Sticks and stones will hurt your bones, but words will never hurt you." But that wasn't true. Words did hurt me, and they are the seeds of the reality we create for ourselves. How would I do my day different if I thought everything I do, including the words I use, make a difference not only to me, but to those around me? Because even if I'm wrong and the world isn't interconnected, just by doing that, I feel a whole lot better about myself. Like Barbara DeAngelis said, quote, "Love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them, and they bless you, the giver."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.